Welcome to the CPA.com podcast series. My name is Samantha Mansfield, and I'm the Director of Professional Development and Community with CPA.com. Today with me, we have Jerudy Solanki with Aprio. Jerudy is the 2018 co-winner of our Innovation Practitioner Award. She was nominated by her peers and was voted on by the accounting professional community. What she was nominated for this year is all the work that she's been doing and the team she has been leading with Aprio on blockchain. Now, Jerudy, blockchain is a very difficult thing for a lot of people to wrap their minds around. And you've been doing this for 5 years now. How do you describe blockchain to make it tangible and understandable?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And to your point, what is blockchain? I get this question a lot, and one of the simplest ways I like to explain blockchain is that it's a ledger. It's nothing but a ledger. It's just distributed, and not one single person or entity controls this. It's just kind of multiple, kind of in many different places. Mm-hmm. Once something is on a blockchain, it really cannot be changed as easily. It's there forever. It's timestamped. The record is there. That's like the simplest way I like to explain blockchain. And then I think the most complex part where it gets harder to understand is the applications,
yes,
how companies can use blockchain. I think that's probably a bigger challenge than what blockchain really is.
What is it that you have already been doing? Because so many practitioners haven't encountered it where clients are asking for it yet. And then we're not seeing a prevalence of adoption. So to your point, what are those use cases you're seeing, and how is it that you've been doing work in this field for so many years already?
Yeah, so we started, so as a firm, we have been around 65 years, but in blockchain space, we got in 2013 with a Bitcoin payment processing company based in Atlanta. And that's how we kind of started on. And obviously back in the day, when I think about Bitcoin, that's the only thing I had in my head. I didn't know that there was something called blockchain. And we started with Bitcoin, dived more in. We did the audit work. That was our initial engagement. Moved on to SOC 2, GDPR, tax work, and pretty much everything that you can think of a CPA firm could provide. So we started with all these services. Today, we are working with about 45 plus blockchain companies. And a lot of these, I would say, are using blockchain in various different ways. It could be a payment processing. It could be media and entertainment. Mm-hmm. Supply chain is another big aspect that we are seeing now. Tokenization is probably a big chunk of it, where companies are considering, how to use the smart contract feature of blockchain to tokenize incentive model, right?
Sure.
So that's one of the most common use case that we are seeing. But lately, we are seeing companies kind of moving out of just tokenization aspect and considering the validation process. Why is blockchain such a great application to validate information and keep it in the system forever?
Right.
So a lot, many different use cases in that aspect.
You started this back in 2013, and sometimes we hear that it's hard to, one, develop a niche, which you obviously have done with firms and businesses that are using blockchain, but two, not only were you trying to develop a niche there, but you were doing something that really was an innovator level on the adoption curve. How did you convince leadership to let you start running this initiative and building this out? How did that take place?
That's a very good question. And I think especially when you think about audits, there's always a challenge. Should we not move forward kind
Absolutely.
Of thing, right? So we have a client acceptance team, just like any other CPA firm.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I think a lot of credit I would give it to our firm itself. We have been around 65 years, but as a firm, we have been very innovative to begin with.
Okay.
Like one of the first firms to go paperless, one of the first firms to kind of change the name brand, from what we were to what we are now, Aprio.
Absolutely.
So we have promoted innovation to begin with in every aspect, whether it's audit or tax, increasing efficiency, et cetera. So it wasn't too easy for, it wasn't too difficult for me to go to our, you know, partners, along with other partners, obviously, was there was a huge partner support, along with other partners to go to client acceptance and explain to them, this is what we are trying to do, here are the resources, here's all the research we have done, and we had to do a lot of homework before we could obviously present. Sure. There were multiple presentations, and eventually we convinced them. And I think that was the first step, and over years, we have continued to do that, where it takes the team to educate themselves, like takes our team to nail it. Do we have the resources? Can we do it? If not, then how do we get the skill set together to, you know, provide the service that we should? And then present to leadership. And they have been very receptive. So I think a lot of credit goes to my forum there.
That's excellent. For those that are trying to understand blockchain better, and especially the implications for an accounting firm and how they can better serve clients in the future, any suggestions to the profession on how to be able to become more informed on blockchain and be able to start strategically thinking about what it means for their practices?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things which I hear, and it's a concern even within our firms, that, you know, it's like today regulations are behind. There's really not a whole lot of accounting guidance or guidance from tax or SEC, you know, CFTC. Everyone has their own opinions about everything. And, you know, we don't have a guidance. We don't have guidance, right? So I don't think we should be afraid or, you know, afraid to adopt something that's so new. It's like e-commerce 30 years back and, you know, no one wanted to jump the ship. And today everything is just that, right?
Right.
I think it's all about firms investing time, money, obviously, and resources to understand what the technology is, see how it fits their business model, and just dive into it and not wait for regulations to come out and say something concrete. It's happening. I mean, companies have been doing it. You know, it's there today. So clients need us.
Absolutely. So from your perspective, how do you see all of this growing in the next few years, especially since you've been working on this for 5 years now?
Yeah, I think it's going to evolve a lot. My personal opinion, like I'll give you, so if we just look at the ICO market, the initial coin offering, and the STO market, a year and a half back, it was like the hottest thing. I mean, everyone wanted to do an ICO, right? Today, it's kind of dying down to some extent or kind of slowed down.
Sure.
And a lot of enterprises are looking at blockchain, not just from a tokenization aspect, but, you know, as I said earlier, for validation, the supply chain tracking from, you know, from source all the, from point A to point B. About 18 months back or so, a lot of companies, we heard of ICOs, initial coin offerings, and STOs, kind of the hottest thing in the market, especially in the blockchain space, and sounded like that was it. But today, a lot of companies are exploring many other different applications. Like Walmart just came out recently with their produce side of Hyperledger application that they plan to roll out sometime in 2019. So with companies, with these Fortune 500 companies already leading, like investing time and money in researching how blockchain can change what they are doing, or, you know, kind of a new way to kind of increase efficiencies in their processes, I kind of feel like that's where the future is, more of the enterprise side blockchain. And I think, you know, a lot of these bigger companies may end up leading the path. And kind of forcing the smaller vendors to kind of get on their blockchain. So I think that's kind of the direction where most the market is from blockchain standpoint.
You mentioned Walmart, which of course is a behemoth of an organization. But do you see smaller organizations having the resources or the wherewithal to be able to even start dabbling in blockchain at this point?
It depends, probably not, you know, like if you think about in terms of where companies, it depends on where they want to allocate their resources. Is technology important to them? Is blockchain a solution for them? Or maybe there's other options other than blockchain. And in some cases, I don't think they may even have an option. Like, for example, back on Walmart, one of the things they said, if you are a vendor and want to work with them as a supplier, you pretty much have to use or get on their blockchain platform. So
sure.
You got no choice.
A major driving force.
Exactly. So I think it's all about prioritizing resources, mm-hmm. and it's a matter of when can they do that.
Sure, and whoever they may be partnering with
or a
major distribution channel mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you have any final thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with the accounting profession just on this topic that has so much buzz in the profession and yet so many people are still trying to feel their way through? Any final thoughts or comments for them?
No, I think, just kind of staying up to date with industry and what's going on. You know, it's like every day there's something happening. I mm-hmm. kind of feel like if we don't spend time reading and educating ourselves in this space,
right.
it's light years away. I mean, we'll just miss the boat on a lot of things. So it's just, right. you know, keep educating yourself. And, if you're not sure about something, create groups and brainstorm ideas. Be part mm-hmm. of groups that are out there.
Right.
Educating. That's I think is the best way to learn, and
mm-hmm.
and from there you can figure out a lot many opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, and to your very point right there, we do get asked many times what's the good book
mm-hmm.
or what's the piece I should do. And so I do want to make sure everybody listening or watching, what they know is that CPA.com and AICPA have actually led a blockchain symposium in 2018, pulling together the top thought leaders on blockchain from the accounting profession and technology. And there's a report that you can find right on the CPA.com website to pull that down. And if you're looking for more education, like what you probably had to do homegrown,
mm-hmm.
the AICPA does have a blockchain certificate and training available for technical knowledge as well. So where you were doing this 5 years on your own, just know that there are some resources if you're looking for that to take Jerudy's advice on how to go ahead and keep moving forward.